This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In Iraq, there is a new security plan. American troops are being sent out to the streets to work with Iraqis and make their presence known. It's a change from the previous policy of keeping troops largely on bases. Well, is it working, and how is it affecting U.S. troops who are now arguably in more dangerous situations? With us now is the military spokesman in Iraq, Major General William Caldwell, and welcome to Day to Day.
Madeline, great to be here. Thank you very much for having us.
Okay, now you have been quoted as saying this plan is working. What's your proof?
I'd say the greatest thing you can see is the interaction of the American and Iraqi security forces with the people in the street and the receptiveness to them and the comments they're giving back. I mean, we could talk statistics, and I can tell you that statistically, the number of deaths and murders are down by almost half in the last 30 days as compared previously to that time period. But the thing is, we hear the most is from our young men and women out there, the difference in the street.
The difference being what?
People are so much more receptive. We're now operating in Sadr City, where we've never been before. We've cleared about 25% of that area, gone through the homes. Not one shot has been fired at all. There's been an open dialogue. We're cooperating there very well. It's just, there's a real sense, there's a difference. I mean, I get out all the time, and I can tell you, Madeline, having been here now over 10 months in Iraq, this tour, there is a difference in the city. The people feel it, and our troops feel it, too.
Well, yesterday, General, the mayor of Sadr City was narrowly escaped assassination. He was the one who was meeting with you and other U.S. officials working to set up a garrison or two in Sadr City. I'm wondering, is the assassination attempt a message, do you think, that some Shiite militia members aren't too happy with the new plan?
There's some Shia extremists and there's also some Sunni extremists who are not at all happy with what we're doing. We see it from the Sunni extremists, from the Al-Qaeda in terms of the car bombs, that they're out there trying to get more car bombs into the city to inflict civilian casualties. And we see it from Shia extremists, and you're exactly right. This drive-by shooting yesterday where they shot at the mayor and his entourage did kill one of the Iraqi army officers that were with him. He was hit by some flying debris. I mean, obviously he's fine, but you're right. It's still very dangerous. We are not by any means saying the city is secure. It's still going to be challenging. But overall, you can see it in the number of statistics in terms of deaths and murders being significantly down. Markets opening up that had previously not been opened. We've still got more to get opened. We've opened up two banks. I mean, there's things happening in the city that have not happened over the last year.
How dangerous is this for American troops to be out on the streets mixing with Iraqis and with potential suicide bombers?
It's interesting. I mean, I'm a combat arms officer, and that's where I've spent my career in the Army here. And I can tell you, people will say, well, it's more dangerous to be out there. I'll tell you, it's more dangerous to be sitting on a large operating base and then leaving that base every day to go conduct operations into areas that were totally left unsecure that you now are going back in to resecure. You've got to travel to and from the operating base to get out to the city. Now what we're doing, we've got these joint security stations we've set up, and the Iraqi forces and us are living in these things, remaining there with the people, embedding ourselves right in the neighborhoods, getting to know everybody around there, to where we're getting the number of tips. I mean, last month, our number of tips hit an all-time high, a record high, over 10,000 tips last month, and it's directly attributed to the fact that we're out there with the people, and they're just gaining a better respect and admiration and willingness to work with us because they know we're there to remain until the security is brought back.
Major General William Caldwell is spokesman for the U.S. Military Command in Baghdad. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Madeline. Appreciate you having us.